This is Doug Clark Jr., podcasting from Louisville, Kentucky, recording episode 1 of Working Class Spark on November 12, 2018. Welcome to the first episode of Where the News Is for Us, the Workers. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Working Class Spark, and let me begin by describing to you what this podcast is and why I created it. This podcast is for sparking the working class with a radical leftist approach. What does that mean? It means that this podcast should serve as an ignition for workers kept down by the rich. It serves as a spark for street politics and collective action. And through these methods, we must fight for our freedoms and rights as human beings. This podcast is a rallying cry for you, the worker, the worker's advocate, and the desperately unemployed to stand up to the rich because workers have been screwed by the system. This is what this podcast is all about. Now, as sole host of this podcast, let me introduce myself. I am a son of a long line of working class German Americans on my father's side and of a dirt poor rural white trash family on my mother's side. Now, I didn't sugarcoat that because I am proud of my family's background. It made me what I am today. During my childhood, my parents sacrificed much so I could attend private schools through both grade school and high school. Then they put me through my undergrad years at the University of Louisville. And I was raised on the construction site, learning how working class life does not concern the rich. When you're building their large homes, while their kids pass you by, going to the neighborhood swimming pool to spend the day. From U of L, I have a BA in communications, and I spent 3 semesters in graduate school studying social movements, or what most people think of as protest groups. Examples of social movements everyone knows are the 1960s civil rights movement by African Americans, and the more recent Tea Party movement. And through these school-given and life-learned lessons, I've grown to see the violence the working class is inflicted with every day. As for the content of this podcast, I have several goals I would like to share with you. In our efforts towards freedom, I would like to begin each episode with a summary and analysis of a few news stories. I will pick ones that are important to the working class movement and how we are affected by the powerful, the rich, the elite. I would also like to respond to some of your emails and share them with our fellow listeners. I will even give a shout out to anyone who sends in an email. And if you have the Anchor app on your iPhone or Android, you can actually leave a voice message for me to hear, and I would be able to play that on the next podcast. I would also like to put together a segment with interviews. I can interview leaders, professionals, lecturers, and fellow workers who fight for the freedom of the working class. I would be interested in interviewing some of you, the listeners, who have something to say that I think would fit this podcast purpose. And I would like to end each episode with a question for you to respond to so we can take the pulse of the working class and their advocates. You can then send me in emails with your answers and ideas. In closing, if you haven't got a sense of what is needed more than anything else here to produce a worthy podcast, let me spell it out for you. I need you to contribute. I need you to send me clippings of articles that you think would lend to the working class movement. I need referrals for people I could interview for the show. I need book reviews and recommendations. I need to know the best working class freedom movement sites on the web. I need to be made aware of what is going on in your community toward helping the working class battle the parasitic rich. I need you to email me what your thinking or opinions are regarding the show and the struggle. I need you to tell me, in general, what you, the listener, want out of this podcast. For this podcast to work, I need this to be a collective project amongst us, listening working class members, their advocates, and the unemployed workers amongst us. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of Working Class Spark, and I hope you subscribe. I'll be conducting each episode on the Friday of each week starting on the 16th, and I look forward to getting your responses. Thank you, and let's spark the working class.